Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Before we begin, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirt, including our brand new dragon breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order your comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. Thank you for your help.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take three deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe, like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the warm, cozy sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
More Tent Tales.
Sunshine spilled through the windows of the classroom, lighting up the chairs. Filled with peace and love, the little tent waited for the children to arrive. She heard the sound of footsteps down the hall. Starting as a pitter-patter, the sound grew and mingled with laughter. Tyra knew the kids were almost there. She smiled and got herself ready. If the kids needed to regulate their feelings, the little tent knew she would help them, and they would be ready to learn. Tyra the tent was proud of her role in helping the children learn. She made sure that the paper listing the rules was posted right inside the entrance. Although now the kids seemed to know exactly what to do. Just like the rules said, once inside the tent,
they took 3 deep dragon breaths in and out. Just like that. Then, once they finished with the deep breaths, they chose a feel-better activity. That's what was different. Tyra was interested to see each kid's choice. Sometimes they used the same things for different feelings. Sometimes they used something different for the same feeling. Sometimes they had to try a few things before they found something that helped. The little tent had all kinds of books. She had all kinds of fidgets. Tyra had music to quietly along with, papers and crayons to draw with, and a list of exercises. In the corner, the little tent had a small beanbag chair and a blanket for sitting quietly. There were so many options. She wondered what the kids would use today. The little tent found out quickly. A little girl came in and bounced into the beanbag chair. The girl could hardly sit still, and she had a giant grin plastered on her face. Wow, Tyra thought. She really feels excited. The little girl sat on the beanbag, holding her back straight, and then took a deep dragon breath in and out. Her shoulders relaxed down. The girl took another deep dragon breath in and out. Her grin softened to a gentle smile. With the third deep dragon breath in and out, the little girl relaxed, lying back into the beanbag so that it hugged her tightly. Now the girl was ready to choose a feel-better activity. The little girl picked up the music player. Classical music gently flowed through the earbuds. And Tyra watched as the magic began to happen. The melody soothed the little girl even more. After some soothing tunes, the little girl gave herself a tight hug and climbed out of the beanbag. She had also chosen to exercise. The little girl crawled onto the floor of the tent to do some push-ups. She counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Her teacher checked on the little girl and smiled when he noticed that the girl seemed to be settling down. Then the little girl tried Tyra's favorite yoga poses, cat, cow, and cobra. Keeping her hands on the floor, she dropped her knees and arched her back into the cat position. Then the little girl let her tummy sink towards the floor and looked up to the top of the tent for the cow pose. Finally, she lowered her body down to the floor of the tent and pushed up onto her arms with her tummy and legs still on the floor. She stretched in that cobra pose for a little bit, and then the little girl sighed, happily. She felt focused and ready to learn. The little girl climbed out of the tent and went back to her desk. Tyra smiled. She was glad she had been able to help the little girl. Soon after, a little boy climbed into the tent. He was wringing his hands, squeezing and squeezing them together. He had a frown and was wide-eyed with wrinkles on his forehead. The little tent could see. The little boy felt worried. He carefully sat down into the beanbag chair and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The The little boy allowed the beanbag chair to give him a big hug as he took his next deep dragon breath in and out. His forehead softened. Relaxing his arms and hands, the little boy took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Now it was time to pick his feel-better activity. Tyra wondered what he would choose. The little boy picked out a book of poems to read. As he read the poems, a smile slowly crept onto his face. He put the book away and picked up the papers and crayons and began to draw colorful pictures. The worries of the little boy seemed to melt away with each color. The teacher checked on the little boy to see how he was doing and smiled, happy to see the change in his mood. The little boy looked at his pictures, feeling proud. He gave himself a big hug and put the crayons and the paper back in their places. He proudly carried his pictures out of the tent. The little tent felt very happy. She had helped 2 children so far today. Then Tyra yawned. It was time for her nap as the children left the room for their music lesson. The little tent wished everyone well, thinking of all she had to be grateful for. Tyra was grateful to help the little girl feel better. She was happy to have helped the little boy feel better. Most of all, the little tent was thankful to be part of such a caring classroom. Knowing that there would be more children to help, Tyra decided it was time for a break. She squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. The little tent took a deep dragon breath in and out. Tyra took another dragon breath, calming herself. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little tent fell asleep, recharging her energy so that she would be ready to help more children. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.